Hey, good evening, everybody. So today we're doing Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're continuing in Siman Reish Nun Beis, and this is we're in the middle of a Si'if. We're right in the middle of Si'if Beis, and we're up to the Ramah in Si'if Beis. So if you recall, what we last mentioned was that you're allowed to give something to an Eino Yehudi to work on a moment before Shabbos, as long as there were three conditions that were met. As long as you were Kotzeitz Damim, and you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and he's doing it not in your house, right? Those are the three conditions that you could give. You can give him. You could drop off the dry cleaning a minute before Shabbos if you meet those three conditions. Says the Ramah, v'im lo katzatz aser be'erev Shabbos. If you were not kotzitz damim, then you're not allowed to do it on erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to leave him the dry cleaning on erev Shabbos if it's not katzatz damim. The Bir Halacha points out what the Ramah's real point over here is, what he alludes to in Siman Reish Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, that even if it's lo katzatz, you are allowed to drop it off on a Thursday, even though he might end up actually doing it on Shabbos. So it's just this is a din in Erev Shabbos. It's not a din in anything prior to Erev Shabbos. Vayin lel siman reish mem zayin, diyesh cholkin emosel lebuchinam, dayinu betovas hana'a. That there are those... that there are those that are that disagree. If the person does it bechinam, which we assume means that he's doing it betovas hana'a. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah what that means. So Mishnah Berurah siv katan yidches v'im lo katzatz haynu shelo hislim Yisrael odus scharo. Lo katzatz means they never made up a price. Ve'inu yudim mitzapet l'tashlum sachar, but the guy is expecting to get paid. So then it's aser v'lo amrina da'it nafshei kavod k'mishu Yisrael lo v'tich be'edya. We don't assume he's doing it for his own benefit. We assume he's doing it for you because he wants to get paid a favorable sum of money, so he wants to get it done expeditiously. Be'erev Shabbos. So the Ramah then said that in lo kasas it's aser on erev Shabbos. Dikshenosin lo be'erev Shabbos mechzi ki'ilu nosin lo al menashe yaseh b'Shabbos. Because when you give it to him on erev Shabbos, it looks like you're asking him to do it on Shabbos. Ugeshekotzatz. But when you were kotzeitz damim da'daita tenafshei kavod lo mechzi ki'ilu. Then it doesn't look like as if you told him to do it on Erev Shabbos, because he knows exactly what he's getting paid for this job. If there's enough time for him to finish the job before Shabbos, mutter afilu be'erev Shabbos afilu lo katzatz l'kulei alma. Then it's mutter to give it to him even on Erev Shabbos, even if you are not kotzeitz damim. Umash adiyak haramah be'erev Shabbos, and the reason the Ramah says Erev Shabbos, if really what this Yeshomrim is saying, what these poskim is saying is true, that really even on times on Erev Shabbos it's going to be mutter. The reason the Ramah highlights Erev Shabbos, the whole of Erev Shabbos, is the Revi v'chamishi shu mufag min haShabbos mutter litin afilu shein yachal lagamra kodem haShabbos. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, you're allowed to give him something that you know he cannot complete before Shabbos, because no one even associates that with Shabbos anymore when it's Wednesday and Thursday, when it's so early in the week. And then the Ramah said that the Yesh Cholkin, Sivkat Mechav, Usvir Ludidino Kelo Katzatz. And this Yesh Cholkin holds that it's as a din, that if he's doing it for free, it's as if it was Lo Katzatz Damim, Vadaiti di Yisrael Kavid Vasar Berev Shabbos. And he's doing it all Das the Israel, and therefore it's Asar and Erev Shabbos. V'ayim b'darkei Moshe demaskim la Yesh Cholkin, and in the darkei Moshe he agrees to this Yesh Cholkin. V'ayim mashe k'savim lel Siman Reish Mem Zayin Mishmur Sivkat Tazayin. So look back to Siman Reish Mem Zayin. Then we said Bechinam, that if he's doing it Bechinam, that means he's doing it Petovas Hana'a. So Sivkat and Chaf Aleph, im lo she'enu Yehudi ba'atzmo maschil im ha'Yisrael lomer she'aslo Bechinam. Unless the Enu Yehudi is the one that initiated the idea that he's going to do it Bechinam, then for sure he has in mind whatever, then there would be no debate, there would be no machlokas. Everyone would say that has the same din as kotzeitz damim, because he must have in mind some favor that you previously had done for him, and that is the payment for the malacha that he's doing. Vayter in the mechaber now, v'imra'ohu osa malachto b'shabbos. Let's say you did everything right, and you were kotzeitz damim, and he's not doing it in your house, and you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. You happen to be walking by his house or his store, and you see he's working on your thing on Shabbos. You walk by the dry cleaner, you see in the window it's your suit that he's cleaning on Shabbos. If it was not that you were katzatz damim, it's that he was doing a betovas hanah, he was doing it for free because of some previous favor where we said it's almost like katzatz damim, you should really tell him not to do it on Shabbos. And says the Ramah, And that's true even if you gave it to him already on Wednesday or Thursday, even if you didn't just give it to him on Friday. Even though the Mechaber says that even though you were not Kotzitz Damim, he's just doing you a favor because he's repaying a favor, you're allowed to give it to him on Erev Shabbos. And you don't have to worry about the fact that he's going to be doing it on Shabbos, even if you know he's going to do it on Shabbos, because you didn't ask him to do it on Shabbos. As we've previously said, but if you go into his house and you see that he's doing it with your own eyes, then it looks like he's doing it for you, since he's not getting paid a set price for it. You have to tell them not to do it. But if there was a set price for it in advance, it was, even if you don't know exactly what that, you didn't determine exactly what that price is, you don't have to make a machaa. So in the actual case where you're walking by the dry cleaner and you see that he's cleaning your talis or your suit or whatever on Shabbos, you don't have to stop him. But in a case where he's just doing betavas hana'a, and we said tavas hana'a is kind of good also, it's not like lo katzatz damim, but then if you actually see him doing the malacha on Shabbos, you have to stop him. Sivkat and chav gimel kama yamim, and that's true even if you gave it to him many days before Shabbos. Rotz lomar de bezoah hanasin aleinu yudiyah ilukulei al mamutter, that you were for sure allowed to do. You're allowed to give it to him many days before Shabbos. You still need to stop him if you see him doing it. If he was a Schir Yom, he gets paid by the day, and now he wants to continue doing his malacha in his own house, in Betzina. If you know about that, you have to find him and stop him. Meaning, in a normal case where he's a Kablan and he's getting paid for the job and it was Katzatz Damim, even though you know he's doing it on Shabbos, you don't have to go stop him. It's only if you happen to see him that you have to stop him, right? Meaning, in the case of doing a Petovas Hana'a, if you happen to be walking by and you see him, then you need to stop him. In the case where it's Katzatz Damim and it's Kablan, you don't even have to stop him if you see him. In the case where it's Tovas Hana'a and you see him, you have to stop him. But in a case where he's a Schir Yom and you know he's doing it on Shabbos, you need to find him and stop him. You need to go out of your way to stop him. Afal Bishein also the fun, if you know he's not doing it in front of your face. Then another halacha, Magen Avraham says, if an you ask an Yehudi to hire him to make custom-made shoes for you, and you see him doing it on Shabbos, afilu lo katzatz, even if you didn't set a price for it, ein tzarich limchos biyado, you don't have to stop him, because da'akati lo nikra shem Yisrael aleihem, those aren't your shoes. I mean, it's not like he's cleaning your suit. They're not your shoes. He's making a pair of shoes. Now, it happens to me, these are exactly the kind of shoes you would want, but probably 1,000 other people would want this pair of shoes also. So it doesn't have to be labeled as yours. He has every right to sell those shoes to somebody else and make you a different pair of shoes. So that's not called that he's involved in his own malacha. Now Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch says the Shulchan Aruch, v'maisa malacha mufor semes v'yadua shishal Yisrael v'osa sabim makom mufor sam tov la'achner v'lesar. If the malacha that he's doing is very public and it's obvious that it's your item that he's working on, then we should ask for it. You should not let him do it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im haisa v'chulei da'oros la'abdon v'kelim l'koveis tomin ein yedua shul shel Yisrael. You give your dry cleaning in, you know, no one knows that it's your suit. How's anyone supposed to know that it's your suit? Of course, if you have a custom made and on the lining it says, you know, with love to my children, whatever, or, you know, so that everyone's going to know what it says. So, okay, but typically a suit is a suit. They're not going to know that it belongs to a Jew. So even if the dry cleaner works right by the window of the store, you don't have to worry as long as you were Kotzitz Damim. But if it's known that it's a Jew's stuff that he's working on, and he's doing it in a very public manner, the mechanic is doing the work outside of the body shop, right, in a very public manner. It's not in the garage, it's outside of the garage. Achos Biyodo Shalalasos B'Shabbos. So if it's known that it's your car, right, it has a big menorah on it, and it's whatever, so then you have to make a macha that he shouldn't do it on Shabbos. So someone who sees it doesn't know that you were kotzeitz damim, and it'll be choshe that it's a schir yom. He's not going to know that you paid for the job. He'll think that you're also paying for the man hours and things like that, which the mechanics are known to charge for those kinds of things. So that would be really bad. That this is la halacha, this is going to be aser. What the Mishmur is alluding to is that it seems like a little bit of a stir in the Mechaber, that over here he says that it's tov lahachmir. Over there he said it's aser. So the Mishmur holds really it's aser, right? Not that it's just tov lahachmir. V'yaduashi, so we said that if it's known that it belongs to a Jew. Ulufiza halukim shenikarim shem shal ulufiza hachalukim shenikarim shem shal Yisrael. Veinu yudim mechapsan al gavanar shumakum galim mefursam. If it's a very Jewish garment, right? It says it's a sweatshirt that says Camp Hask, right? It's a very obvious Jewish garment, and he's washing it by the river, right? So where it's a very public place, tzarich limchos biyado k'shorei b'Shabbos. You need to stop him if he's doing it on Shabbos. Aval b'tosefet Shabbos kasev lo shayich b'zeh chashoda de lo noda shel mihu. But in the Sefer Tosefet Shabbos, he says that, no one knows whose Camp Hask sweatshirt it is. They just know that it belongs to a Jew, but they don't know which Jew it belongs to, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Meaning, so they see a bekesha in the, with the golden white stripes. They know it belongs to Avara Lechassid, but they see the Rebbe's bekesha. You know, so that everyone knows that that's the Rebbe's bekesha. That looks different. Then that would be a problem. V'achayyadam hekel b'zeh od mitam acharen. The Chayyadam has another kula. A dry cleaner, everyone knows he gets paid for the job, not for the hours. So you can't even try to pay the dry cleaner for the hours. It doesn't work. It's the whole pricing system. There's only one way it works, and that's for the job. So no one's going to be choshed that you asked him to work for you on this day. And that's true of any kli where the normal way to do it is bekablanus. That's only going to be us if he's doing it in your house. In your house, we're not going to have any heter. As we said before, in sivkatan yod zayin. So to summarize what we learned today, we said that if you find the nachri doing work on Shabbos and he's doing it betovas hana'a, you need to object. But if you were koteitz damim, then you don't need to object. And then we said that if the nachri is making a pair of shoes that he could technically sell to someone else, you don't have to stop him on Shabbos, even if it's low katzatz. And then we said that even if it's katzatz, you were kotzatz damim, but he does the malacha in a public place, and it's known to be a Jewish item, it's aser, but the Mishmura has two important kulas. Kula number one the Mishmura has is that the Tosefet Shabbos says that if you can't tell which Jew it belongs to, it's mutter. And kula number two is the Chayyadam says that if everyone does that malacha with kablanos, and no one's going to think it's a schir yom, that too is going to be mutter. Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Dalit. We'll do Si'if Dalit tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.